Finally, edition 21. So the finally actually wasn't because of the edition, and I know that I haven't done an edition for a long time. I've been busy. I've been busy with, finally getting around to doing the most recent journal. And today I've had a really good day. I'm really pleased, actually. I've done, taking it back to the old school when I was a professional engineer, and I've been making cables, and not a huge amount, I have to admit. I've kind of run out of time a bit now, only because it's got late in the day, but I was making cables and repairing some of the ones that I had, and had to change a few around and stuff. And the finally bit, as I was saying, was because I finally got around to repairing the original USB cable for the microphone, which is before I had all of the other, the microphone additions and the links and stuff like that. And I wanted to use, this wonderful Neutrik, was the brand name, XLR for it. But it's this funky design that sort of falls apart, which I have to admit I've never used. It falls apart when you take it apart to solder the cable, and it didn't. When I took it apart once to find out how what the problem was with it when it was crackling, it took me a long time to put it back together again. And this afternoon, after I repaired the cable, I put it back together, and I couldn't get it to go back together. So in the end, I just put a different connector on because it was just easier. They're slightly cheaper ones than the Neutrik. Neutrik are quite expensive, and I've not bought any of those for a long time. I think I have some spares actually buried somewhere in the shed. But tomorrow morning is the time to get into the shed and get the speakers out, because I've got some speakers in there, and I've got to get the rest of the cables that I need to work on as well, and test and go through. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be fun. And I've got a crossover that's not performing at its best, and I did take it apart to have a look, and I couldn't see any dry joints, so I don't really understand what's going on with that. That's a little bit of a worry, so I'm not sure what to do about that just yet. So I'm going to have a look tomorrow and see if I can get that going again. And I've got the bass bins that I was supposed to change, and I haven't done that either, so I don't know. I'm going to take the bass bins on Sunday, but I just don't know what I'm going to do about them, because I'm meant to change the cabinets over to the ones that Greg has got. So I am actually really pleased with this. I'm going to have a listen back just to check it works and it's not crackling. And then I know that I have actually done a fairly decent job with the cable. And if I have, obviously, then you'll be listening to it. And if I haven't, then you won't.